This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big stuff is brewing. I can tell it. I can feel it in my bones. And we're going to find out what that big stuff is as we enter the big story. It's the big picture. It's the big day. Actually, it is a big day because it's Victoria's birthday. Hi. Welcome to this hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and a surprise coming up later in this half hour. Meanwhile, Victoria's birthday happens on National Spaghetti Day. What do you think of that, Jennifer? It's both National Spaghetti Day and Victoria's... Bro, how do you mean that? What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just weird that you would bring that up.
It's fake. What, that it's National Spaghetti Day?
Yeah, how about this? Don't bury the lead. It's Victoria's birthday.
I wasn't burying the lead. I thought it was, I was adding some excitement. It's also Dimpled Chad Day, the Independence of Myanmar is celebrated today, National Thank God It's Monday Day. In Scotland, it's the New Year's Bank holiday. What? The who's you do? What? You don't like my Scotland? Scotland.
No. National Thank God It's Monday Day. No one's ever said that in the history of the world.
Ever.
Really?
Maybe God when he created a Monday. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
That would be it.
Said it on a Monday, my heart stood still. That's when the Do Run Run was recorded by the Ronettes also. So it's a big day, Victoria. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Not going to be crude and ask you how old you are. I really don't know how old you are, and I don't think it makes any difference. I kind of know how. Jennifer reminds me of how old she is when it's her birthday next month. See? I'm already there, Jennifer. I remember the next month is your birthday.
Not sure I'm having one this year. We'll see.
All right, we'll see about that. All right, meantime, here at the ranch, I'm sort of interested in everybody's reaction to the president's call to review the vote. There are some people who say that the call to Georgia could be a crime. Maybe added to the list that he gets pardoned. But so, Jennifer, you're usually the expert on what President Trump is doing or has done. I know you've had a week off. I hope that it was good. Hope that everything is rosy, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, he wants 11,780 votes. Is he going to find him?
He should, because I think there was a lot of wrongdoing in this election, and I don't know that the president's call was probably the most appropriate, but I've actually heard with firsthand knowledge some of the arguments that he made, and I don't think it was a crime. I think he was asking these people to actually get it together. I mean, in the last week, we haven't been together. But in Georgia, Stacey Abrams' sister, who sits on a bench, and Stacey Abrams is somebody who is an activist in the state, ran for governor a couple of years ago.
For those who don't remember, she did the commentary, the state of the state from the Democrats' point of view a couple of years ago at the State of the Union, didn't she?
Yeah, well, she ran for governor in Georgia, more importantly. And, and she was one who talked about voter fraud and then went out and started registering a lot of voters, over a million deep, which some take question with some of the people that were actually registered to vote in Georgia, and some say that's what actually flipped the outcome of the election because they weren't really legitimate, legal Georgia voters. And so when this was challenged in court, her sister last week overturned in her favor or ruled in her favor this lawsuit to keep more voters on the rolls.
Sister's a judge.
Yes. So I think that there's a lot of questions that need to be answered about the election. I've thought that since November the 3rd, and I still think that. Whether or not Trump is doing himself any favors by making those phone calls, I don't know. But I still don't believe that everything is on the up and up here. So I'm glad someone's
not
fighting
beautiful.
For it.
Yeah.
And fighting for it, because I don't think it. I believe that there are a lot of questions that still need to be answered.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the vote count, what's going on? Well, how long do you have to be a resident of a community or a state before you can register to vote? Isn't there some time, like 3 weeks or 3 months?
Depends
on
the state. Every state is different. On the state. And that's why, I mean, the Secretary of State there, who is, again, who's questionable, but has been sending out warnings to people because people have been trying to come into the state and register specifically for this Senate race. And he's been sending out messages saying, guys, that's a crime to come in and live in a hotel and try to register and then leave again. So I can't tell you that I think that this election tomorrow in Georgia for these two Senate runoff races is going to be any different or any less chaotic than the presidential race was. I think you have a lot of people in there on both sides of the aisle with bad intentions, and I think it's going to be a mess. And I'd love to set this on an optimistic tone and say, yay, democracy is back, but this is going to be
no matter
a rough
what,
week for the whole country.
Maybe, but the astrological signs point to a much better time as things go on through the next couple of 3 months. So this is not going to be another year like last year, no matter how you stretch it. It could be lots of different things happen, lots of different ways. I don't have a prediction for that. I thought it was interesting that if you want to lose, vote for Cruz, is the leader of the opposition for the vote. What, there are 11 senators, I think, who are on. That are going to say.
There are 11 right now, and the reason that he wasn't the first, Josh Hawley was actually the first, who said he would fight for Trump in the Senate and fight for, not even for Trump, but just for the questioning the election in certain states. The question is, which states are they taking aim with? I know for sure Pennsylvania is going to be on the list. Georgia will probably be on the list. Are they going to have enough states that they're going to be able to question and do it in a way that's legal? And so Cruz is the lawyer. That's why he's leading the effort right now. And even though he wasn't the first to the table to do it, he's going to be the one to probably argue it the best of all the senators who are on that list.
Yeah, he's the one.
What about Republicans who won in this election? How are they feeling about this? Because if the votes get negated for Biden at the top of the ticket, then their votes would be negated too.
Well, part of the argument is that that's further proof that Trump won the election, is that Republicans did so well everywhere else. That's part of the proof that there was funny business in on the presidential part of this.
But there were states where people voted for Biden but then voted for Republican senators.
Right, and that's what they're saying is questionable. Why is that questionable?
Yeah, there
were also a lot of ballots that were counted only with presidential voting, and so that's actually a piece of the evidence that's going on here. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. I don't know if it goes anywhere. But I do think that typically when you have all of those offices going for someone on that same ticket, you would have people who vote either all the way down and not just for president, or you would have people who would actually vote for the ticket.
I know many people who voted for Biden and then voted Republican the rest of the ticket. So I just don't know. I mean, if this was all blue... Every Republican friend of my parents has voted Republican down the ticket in New Jersey and New York and in Connecticut and voted for Biden at the top.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. They were all former Trump voters. So I just don't understand how they can try to part and parcel this and say, well, only the votes that counted for Biden don't count now.
I don't think they're trying to do that. They're questioning all of this stuff. Because I'll tell you what, everybody that I know voted all the way straight Republican.
Not me.
All the way down.
I voted for the Libertarian candidate for president, and then pretty much where there was a choice between a Republican and a Democrat, I voted for the Republican. If there were no choices and I knew the person or I liked the person who was a Democrat, I voted for him or her. But if there was some off race down the ticket that was Republican or Democrat, I voted for the Republican, which I normally do anyway because that sort of is my bent. But I don't have to deal with people like Ted Cruz, who is as corrupt as the day is long. He was outed, I think, early last week for having helped a number of his donors, people who gave him, I guess it was $31 million of help from the first PPP that was orchestrated, if you will. You know, the government's now going through, as they get ready to figure out what the second round of PPP is, looking at some of the first round, and they're connecting the politicians to the lists of people who got money.
Yep.
And in this case, Cruz's pals, who gave him a lot of money for his reelection, got $31 million. That's corruption. That is, maybe I'm being naive.
Corruption. No, I think that's corruption, just like it's corruption for Biden's son to take money from foreign governments. They're all corrupt. Breaking news. It's happening everywhere. But people still voted for corruption.
I didn't vote for Biden. I don't think a vote for Biden was a vote for corruption. I don't know whether. I didn't vote for him because I didn't want to vote for Kamala Harris.
She's got a long history of corruption.
Here's Pelosi. You talk about corruption. Pelosi gets reelected as House Speaker given the fact that she stinks. to high heaven of all kinds of influence peddling, all kinds of connections, all kinds. I mean, it's just more of the same.
And all the people that have challenged her, the AOCs, the world, what did? They voted for her anyway.
Yeah,
so it's AOC. No, AOC said last week, it was either last week or the week before, that there was no alternative to Nancy Pelosi yet. So she made it very clear she was not happy about it, but that there was no other alternative at this point. So it's not surprised. It's not like she's a turncoat.
She could have not voted.
I mean, I don't really care that much about her. I'm just saying that's that's an opinion that she made headlines with that. So
yeah.
So then Nancy Pelosi.
If you really care to dig out the corruption, it's going to take someone to stand up and deal with it.
Well, I think she probably didn't want the other guy to win. I don't think she wanted the Republican in charge of the House. So you have to pick your poison. I mean, anybody would have voted down party lines in that same situation.
Yeah, pretty much. Meanwhile, Pelosi's house and the Fossil's house were vandalized over the weekend. Because there's no agreement. I wondered how long this was going to take before somebody really got sort of focused or pointed at the two of them. Because this is not about politics.
Yeah, they're getting it equally now.
Yeah,
this is,
right, exactly.
Yeah, this
people
is
are fed
interesting.
Up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're really fed up. It's toxicity. Now, I said a few minutes ago the world is going to change.
As much as I don't like Nancy Pelosi, I don't think she should get a pig head stuck in her yard.
No, it's disgusting. No, neither of them. This is just,
What was the old, what was it from the Godfather's a horse head? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, at least it wasn't a cow head. That would have really sent me over
gross.
The edge.
Okay, it's just gross. Like any living thing's head in your yard is
gross. All right, 17 after the hour, the Monday DJV program. It is Monday the 4th of January. Happy birthday to Victoria. Happy birthday to any of you who have big things going on in your life. We're going to introduce you to a new member of the team in a few minutes here on the DJV program. Right now, feeling connected for me and for a lot of other people means trying to take apart what has happened to us. It's months and months and months since we started talking about weight. I think Victoria and I started talking about it, last summer when you were talking about all the nice foods, the pizzas and the pastas and stuff, the comfort food, and how you were putting on a few pounds. And so it was at that time the message became clear it was really time for people to sign on to Calitrin. And a lot of people did. And then a lot of people haven't yet. But now is the time. I don't know how many of you did New Year's resolutions. I don't think we even spent any time on that last week. Did we, Victoria?
I never do them anyway.
Waste of time.
Yeah, I think you asked me that and I said, I'm just going to try to just work out more and just be healthier and... I take Calitrin, and, it's moving forward. So.
Have a good night's rest, as far as that's concerned, because both of you get a great night. I do. I think it helps a lot to put us to sleep, and that's where the weight loss takes place. That's where it gets started, when you're in your sleep. It's a fabulous way, a non-toxic way. There's nothing in this. There's no gluten. There's no stimulants. There are no drugs. It's a combination of collagen protein and digestive enzymes that have come together through the minds of a doctor and three of his nurses who put this all together some 23, 24 years ago. So it's been a fabulous success every year. Everybody gets higher and higher on this because it works so well. Got to give it time. That had not happened. There's a lot of good weight loss products and programs out there, but they have some negative side effect. This has none. Zero. That's why it works. So help yourself. Let's go to toploss.com for the info. That's toploss.com, their website, toploss.com. If you want free months, if you want free shipping, then you check out and use the DJV code. If you want to pay a lot of money and don't get the bargain, that's okay. Don't use the DJV code. But if you want the bargains, when it comes to getting onto this program and staying there, use the code, discount code, DJV at checkout.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Change after the hour. That's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. And yes, in a moment you will meet someone new. This is the tease of the day, if you will. So we're setting aside this time in each hour to look at some of the trends. I noticed that Larry King being in the hospital is a trend. I guess it would depend on your age.
He's been there for over a week, too, which is really crazy. We just learned about it.
87 years.
Lung cancer. I know.
Why are you surprised? He used to smoke like a fiend for decades. You know, he was on the
run. Not surprised, doesn't matter. It's still sad. He's an icon, and
he's
got a life. And I think just recently lost his relationship with his wife. Didn't she divorce him?
Yeah, they keep going back and forth, but I'm not sure where she is now. But
so he's got type 2 diabetes. Yep.
Yeah.
He has lost his son. Has
multiple
lung cancer.
Cancers.
He's had a number of heart attacks. Man, the fact that he's still walking around is probably a testament to medicine, much as anything else, to his own starch.
One thing that will comfort him is that the Dodgers won the World Series this past year.
They did?
And he sits in the front row of every Dodger game.
This.
Well, back in the days when we could sit in front rows of Dodger games, he was there, sitting next to Mary Hart, of all people.
This season, there'll be baseball. It'll be good. Things are going to get rosy pretty fast. All right, so what do we have with you, Jennifer, that's on your trending calendar, trending mind?
Well, I was just looking at trending their stuff, you know, national lockdown, all the stuff that's going on. That was one of the suggestions from Joe Biden. But it caught my attention to see the name Tanya Roberts trending right now. She's best known. She played the Bond girl in A View to a Kill. She also was on That 70 Show. For people who are a younger audience, she played Midge on That 70 Show.
Was she on
not that old.
I
65
thought she
years
was
old.
Really, what happened to her?
Let's see.
COVID. I don't know.
Not COVID related.
Yeah,
I don't know. Given, according to the Hollywood Reporter,
wasn't she one of the?
She collapsed walking her dogs on Christmas Eve. She was admitted to Cedar Sinai. She died Sunday, and her representative said it was not COVID related, but no cause of death has been given. She was not ill in the days leading up to her death. So this was
which is weird. She was put on a ventilator.
Yeah.
That's
wasn't she on Charlie's Angels too? Do I remember her as being on Charlie's Angels?
Yes, she was. Yeah, the final season of Charlie's Angels.
Right, that's what I thought. I remembered that. So that's too bad. All right, Victoria, what do you see other
and
than
as radio
today?
People, hang on, before we move away, remember she was always the one that sang like Tahiti Village, or not sang, but did the commercials for, was it Tahiti Village or Hawaiian Village in Las Vegas? Do you remember those?
No. It's like, you have one? Find one. Famous, let's play it. Yeah.
It was like a famous commercial that she always did. It was, yeah, maybe Phil can find it.
Yeah. All right, so what do you see, Victoria, other than your birthday trending everywhere? What else is...
Well, a story that I thought you might relate to, I know I've heard you mention Jerry and the Pacemakers in the past.
Yes.
And during our music segments. So Jerry Marsden died at age 78. Mm-hmm. And so he, over in the UK, he's apparently like a legend. So
oh, yeah.
He had the MBE, which is the, you know, the whatever the British order is, one of those honors that the Queen gives. And his song Carousel, his song You'll Never Walk Alone from the musical Carousel became the anthem for his hometown football team, Liverpool. So and he had other hits, Ferry Cross the Mersey and Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. So
yeah.
In Liverpool, it's a sad day today for him and his family. People sharing lots of memories of him.
This is his version of You'll Never Walk Alone. Very distinguished sort of an unusual voice. But Ferry Cross the Mersey was the one that I remember most as a disc jockey. But listen a little bit of this. Interesting. Philosophy.
There's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love. Walk on.
Big O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's tough automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near-historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving based on quick loans and total data. Waiting fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Miami-Dade police say two gunmen randomly opened fire at a Miami park on Sunday night, leaving eight people injured, including a 16-year-old boy. The shooting broke out around 7 p.m. local time at Little River Park. The department's public information officer said two individuals walked up to the area and, without provocation, drew weapons and started shooting into the crowd. The suspects are still at large. By a vote of 216 to 209, House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress. 10 former U.S. defense secretaries declared that the U.S. presidential election is over in a public letter published in the Washington Post on Sunday, as President Trump continues to claim election fraud in swing states. A growing number of congressional Republicans are siding with the president and plan to object to Biden's win during Electoral College counting on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A taped phone call between President Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Saturday is making its way through the news cycle this morning. USA Radio News Dan Araki has more.
A recording of a phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was released Sunday, in which the president appears to push Georgia election officials to overturn the presidential election in his favor. The Washington Post first reported on the details of the call. Senator David Perdue says he's shocked that a member of the Republican Party would tape a sitting president. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that what he heard on the tape was the exact thing President Trump has been saying since the November election.
What the president said is exactly what he's been saying the last few months, and that is that, or the last 2 months anyway, we've had some irregularities in the election in November, and he wants some answers. He has not gotten them yet from our Secretary of State. It's one reason why I asked for him to resign. We haven't got it from our state legislature because there's been no special session called. And then he went to court, the president went to court, and then I went to court. And the courts have denied us hearings, saying it's more of a legislative issue. So what the president said in this tape today is no different than what he's been saying for the last 2 months.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Georgia Senate runoff elections is Tuesday.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, the lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died of a heart infection Sunday at 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's 34 after the hour now on the ever-loving DJV program. Doug Steffen is my name. Jennifer Warren is here from Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here from the sandy shores of, from the halls of Montezuma, from the sandy shores of New Jersey. And we're joined today for the first time by a woman named Jay Kushner. I was going to say a young lady. I don't really know. You know, the ladies kind of give it to me when I'm not politically correct, even though I don't always pay close attention to it. I've referred to the ladies as the girls, women. I've referred to them most often as Jennifer.
You can call us young all the time, and we're totally
young.
Fine.
So. Okay. All right. Well, your birthday is up next after Victoria's birthday. Yes, it is. Your birthday. Oh, you're not having a birthday.
No.
So one of the things that I've been thinking about doing with the program for a while, I think it is nice when we are connected. I had a lovely note from a lady named Linda Devone, who happens to live in Alaska, who sent me this note over the weekend. Dear Doug, been a long-time listener, despite the fact that your radio program runs early in the morning in Wasilla, Alaska. Who else do we know who lived in Wasilla? Hello. Heard you mention Sarah, and then I heard you remark, who'd want to live in Alaska? And she said, it really is the best place to live raise a family, work, retire, the whole nine yards. Natural beauty galore, great people. It truly is the last frontier, whether because of your isolation, our weather, which is not that bad, or we've been untouched by what troubles most people in most places. Isn't that kind of interesting, huh? Freedom is a word here. It's our lifestyle. I've lived many places as a military dependent and would not want to live anywhere else. Even if my family, I can't quite read the next word, but we're crazy enough to leave, they can visit. Please, why don't you visit when you can? I've been in Alaska twice, Linda, and I have enjoyed both experiences.
So beautiful.
Yeah, I came in the bad, cold, horrible weather, and I came in the wonderful summer weather. And the only thing that happened to me that I didn't like was I couldn't sleep.
I have to tell you, and I think we talked about this.
You've been there a number of times, Jenja.
Yeah, well, just a couple times. But when you asked that question, I think I told you that my old boss at my job in Los Angeles left the station that he was working at, left sunny Southern California, and moved up to Alaska with his family, and he absolutely loves it. Loves it. And he loves the small town feel of where he is. He's got his family up there. They love the weather. They acclimated to it extremely quick. I mean, they're coming from California. Mm-hmm. So they absolutely love it and would not go back. And so they're believers. So I believe you. I think there is something magical about Alaska, Linda. I think it's really beautiful.
I'd love to see Alaska.
Alaska is neat. All right,
you
so
would
here's,
love it. Yeah,
this is a way for me to introduce something that is much needed here, being more connected. And it was this, one of the reasons that I decided we ought to do this is because of things like this. I've been getting more and more communication from people, whether it be a lot of it's letters that people send. A lot of it is stuff, the email. I'm not that active on Twitter, so we're going to fix that and the other social media as well, because I think we need to be, I think it's more fair to be connected to listeners if they have something to say. So going forward, we have a new focus on social media, and the person to help us with that is Jay Kirshner, who is joining us from Nashville. She's been a morning radio host there for a number of years, just had a baby. As a matter of fact, maybe the baby will become a co-star of the program. How old now? Tell us about you a little, because nobody knows you unless we're listening in the Nashville or down in Tennessee somewhere. People probably know your name from being on the morning program there, but what? Tell us about you and being a mom and all that good stuff. Hi, Jay.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's kind of trippy. I am one of those people who never really saw myself ever having a kid. I never had that inkling of like, oh, I need to be a mom. And then a couple years ago, I finally came around to it, and he has just rocked my whole world. He is 6 months old.
What's his name?
His name. We call him Mac. It's a nickname. Those are his initials. M A K.
Mm-hmm.
We're a big family of nicknames, yeah. But yeah, so I've been doing morning radio. My first job in radio was actually an intern for a morning show. So the summer between my junior year and senior year of high school, I was getting up at 3 a.m. to go into work.
Perfect. This is right up your alley, then. You're all set.
Yeah, right. I'm interning for a show that does that same thing to me.
All right.
She's an unpaid intern.
Yeah, but I just kept doing it and kind of got off the air and did behind the scenes with radio, got into social media really when it was first starting. And then as of 2012, I got back on air. I was doing a night show that then I jumped to another morning show with a country audience. It was all about country music.
All about country. So with that in mind, a little quick recognizing there's a lot in common you have with Victoria, especially because her husband is the producer of some major radio and podcast stuff, and your husband is as well, right?
Yes, yeah, he produces radio shows, and they work with the same company. That is just very small
right,
world.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
They don't know each other yet, but we'll fix that.
They will.
Right, exactly. So anyway, sort of a way to get this launched, in a manner of speaking, is to have you connected to us through Jay. Her Twitter handle is at Jay, J-A-I, Kirshner, I'm guessing, right? I didn't ask you that, but I'm going to guess that.
Yep, that's exactly it, K-E-R-S-H-N-E-R. But with the DJV show, that's the handle for Twitter. I mean, anything you want to talk about.
Well, we're just talking about living in Alaska. I think maybe an interesting question to ask of folks And the response can be at Twitter for Victoria, Jennifer, or Jay. If you live in a place that you like, why do you like it? What's best about the place that you live? Have you lived there all your life, like I have here in my town? Have you just moved there? Have you gone there to vote, like the people moving to Georgia? Why are you where you are? And what do you like about it? Let us know, and we'll share some of those thoughts with everybody else, because it's kind of fun to know how people are thinking, what they're feeling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. excuse me. That's wow. At Jay Kirshner. I'm all choked up about this. All choked up about it. At Jay Kirshner, J-A-I-K-E-R-S-H-N-E-R. Meanwhile, one of the things, although we're talking about Victoria's birthday, Betty White is having her 99th birthday.
How about one of my favorite fellow Capricorns?
Yeah, that is. She really. Well, you know what? Let's talk about that for a second. Happy birthday to Betty. Anyway,
she's coming up, I think, the 18th of January.
Yeah, later on in the month. Yeah. Okay. So, what does it mean to be a Capricorn? You're a Capricorn. My daughter's a Capricorn. A lot of my, let's see, my sister's a Capricorn. Who else do I know that's a Capricorn? And you all have, I've not compared with you, Victoria, whenever we've talked about it, but you and my daughter have a lot in common. I think my sister probably too, but she is a little more subtle. Depends on not only where your birth sign is, but where your moon is and where your rising sign is. And I don't want to get into all the astrological stuff, but what does being a Capricorn mean to you? How does it demonstrate?
Well, Capricorns have a lot of, I have a lot of girlfriends who are Capricorns, so I get along really well with other Capricorn females. So, loyalty is a huge thing. We're very protective of the people we love. We stand up for ourselves. We're business oriented. We appreciate, I was an art, my minor in college was art history, and so I can't draw a straight line with a ruler, but I appreciate art, and I really appreciate beautiful things and interior design and things like that. And as I've learned more about Capricorns, those are kind of the hallmarks of being a Capricorn. So I think I'm kind of the stereotypical Capricorn, but, you know, I have a Cancer moon, so the people who know me really well and know me, you know, in my real life know that I'm, like, actually just a huge mama bear and very protective of everybody that I love. And I have a Leo rising, so people automatically think that I have a much different personality than I actually do, which is kind of interesting if you know astrology. So what's your rising sign, Doug? I've never asked you
that. My rising sign is Aquarius.
Me too.
Yep. No, you're
Jen, you're a double
sign.
Aquarius?
I'm right. More than a double Aquarius.
You're
I have about
triple?
Eight of my signs in Aquarius.
So really? You're an Aquarius sun and an Aquarius rising.
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
That does it. Well, one of the things about Cancerians, at least on the surface, is that there is a loyalty, yes. I agree with that. Standing up for yourself, very strong-minded, strong-willed, definitive opinions, things like that. That's where you and my daughter have very strong opinions about things, and you're not shy about expressing them, which makes you good on the radio, and it also makes her good as a, she's a teacher, she's an English prof at UCLA, as you know, and she brings that with, she brings her love of her job and her love of the subject matter to the students, and she was voted the most, not most popular, what was the, she got voted something that gives her a lot of stars for academic credentials, anyway, among
I've heard it said that Capricorns make very good teachers. I've just never had an interest in that, but I could see that, you know, why Megan, your daughter, would be such a great professor and why her students would probably react so well to her.
Yeah, no, they do, and I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of you. Proud to have it. Jay, when's your birthday? Let's get everybody on the record.
May 10th.
Here.
I'm a Taurus rising Virgo.
Uh-huh.
So lots of Earth.
Yeah.
Yes, very earthy.
She'll get along with me well because of Scorpio. Scorpios, most of the time, whatever your opposite sign is, so in my case, the opposite from being a Scorpio is 6 months down the road is Taurus. So that bodes well for good connections.
Kara, our former producer, was a Taurus as well.
Yes,
so,
right.
Yeah, Taurans get along. We've got a lot of, like, really good earth and air blends here on the show, so it's a good mix.
All right, coming up, we'll get some responses of the question about where you live and why you like it, or maybe why you don't. In the meantime, speaking about where you live, one of the things that is becoming more and more obvious is that certain places in the country, and actually certain places in the world, are more susceptible to some of the damage that we're experiencing and have for almost the past year from COVID, the viruses. There's a lot of flu activity that hasn't been reported in the news media for duh. And so what I'm trying to do here by promoting Navage, the nasal care cleansing system, is to steer you away from that, to get you into a place where you'll have the best opportunity not to get sick. And it's the all-natural way of doing it. You know, that's my hallmark. Drug-free, no, nothing except, well, Victoria, you and Jennifer use it. So spend a few seconds just explaining how it is that you use it. I have too, but I'm clumsy with it. You're not.
Well, Jen, I don't know. Have you started using?
Oh yeah. Oh, I thought he said Victoria. That's why I was waiting politely. I've used it one time. I want to use it some more. I've got to do more. It's been chaotic. I can't even clean my nostrils. But I loved it. I was a little clumsy with it, but when I finished, it felt so amazing. Because I'm a nasal spray girl, so I constantly am using like the saline. I've been doing it since I had COVID, so I'm very used to it. This works so much better than that. It makes you actually. I don't know. It just, you get that pop and it's like, you can just breathe. It just, everything feels so much cleaner. And by the way, I noticed after I did it, the headache that I get from my allergies sometimes, it went away.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed that too. And the ear pop is amazing. Last week, I was telling Doug this when you were off, Jen, that Lewis has been very congested and snoring all night long and kept me up like all last week.
That sounds dangerous.
I just forced him to use the Navage, which he has used before. So I was like, you've got to use this. And he did not snore immediately from that point on. It's amazing. Wow. Yeah, it's incredible. It really just, it's so powerful and it's so quick.
Anybody who has used this, if you want to share your stories, you can share them with Jay as well on Twitter, Jay Kirshner, K-E-R-S-H-N-E-R. I'm happy to, J-A-I, by the way, sorry, she spells her first name. I'm happy to share good stories about products that we talk about as well here, so why not? Check it all out. Go on the web to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, and find out for yourself how you can make nasal hygiene your cause of the day, the week, the month, of the year. Keep yourself healthy. Go to Navage.com. Liquid over the capsule. Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, we're at DJV Show. I did the Twitter thing, as you might expect. I didn't do it right. At DJV Show is the best way to respond to questions, thoughts, share ideas. You like what we're talking about? Whatever it is, help yourself. I noticed James Corden is getting on to the weight loss, and he's doing it with Weight Watchers, right? Just like Oprah did?
Yeah, he's the new spokesperson.
They come out with one every year, it seems like, don't they? Like a new one in January, I think.
Yeah, I think they did Kate Hudson a couple years ago after she had a baby.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Yep.
What does he do? Weight Watchers says, hey, James, you're fat. Why don't you become the spokesperson for Weight Watchers?
No, I think he approached them, actually.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's been pretty vocal about wanting to lose weight. I think he just doesn't feel healthy.
You're not healthy if you've got a lot of extra weight on. There's no question about that. 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, 53 after the hour as we enter a new year, a new week, new month, new day. It's the 4th of January. How do you do? This is Tech Talk time, where Victoria shines with her Capricornic knowledge and her focus on... You have any good birthday tech stories? Maybe this is a happy birthday. The Russians are coming.
Yes. Yes, this is my birthday gift from the Russians.
The Russians are here, in fact, messing things up big time. So what's the latest there?
Well, it turns out the Russia-linked Solar Winds hack, which is what it's been named, which targeted U.S. government agencies and private corporations. The new update is that it's actually worse than officials first realized. So now they think that 250 federal agencies and businesses are now believed to be affected by this. Microsoft over the weekend said that hackers compromised their Orion monitoring and management software, allowing them to impersonate any of the organization's existing users and accounts, including highly privileged accounts. So Russia exploited layers of the supply chain to access the agency systems. The other thing that came out in this newest report, which the New York Times is actually behind, they found that these Russians did not access any of these terminals or accounts from Russia, that this was done from within the United States. And that's that's an interesting development that I don't think anyone really saw coming, because that allows you to bypass a lot of international sort of bells and whistles that would go off. And so if everything is originating from the U.S., it takes a lot longer to run that up the flagpole, and that's exactly what happened. And so, in addition, obviously we know with the election in November, the government's attention was really on foreign hackers trying to mess with election machines and results and things like that. And so, essentially, the hackers, having bases in the U.S., they were able to just fly under the radar. The scary thing about this is that they weren't technically allowed to change any of the code, but they were allowed to access it. So they can copy this code for whatever, I mean, for any of these businesses. They can copy code, they can remake products, they can do a lot of different things with it, but they weren't allowed to actually change the code. So that's essentially, and this is how I've been saying over the last couple of weeks, this is a thief in your house when you're not at home. Yeah. And you come home, you know someone was there, but you have no idea what they took or what they saw. And so that's essentially where we're at. But now we're with 250 companies minimum that are involved in agencies. So Senator Mark Warner, who is the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, he commented on the Times story, and he said that the hack looked much, much worse than they first thought it was. He said the size of it keeps expanding, and it's clear the U.S. government just missed it. So hopefully there will not be any long-term ramifications to this, but this is something that we cannot have happen again, because this is just this messes with our supply chain. This messes with a lot of this is a really
they
big
need to
deal.
Be put in their place. Meanwhile, there's something very important, Victoria. The Office has gone missing from Netflix. Where'd it go?
The Geek Out. It's a new year, but for a lot of people who have a habit of watching reruns of The Office on Netflix, it's a bit of a panic. The rights to all 9 seasons of The Office are now on NBC streaming service Peacock and no longer on Netflix. Now, Peacock does have a free tier subscription, and that means you just have to watch TV commercials, but only the first 2 seasons of The Office qualify for that tier. If you want all the seasons, including 3 through 9, you'll have to pony up the $5 a month for Peacock Premium. Now, with that, you also get the Superfan episodes, which they claim have deleted and even extended episodes. So if you're confused about what happened to The Office on Netflix and where to find it now, we've tweeted a link with details over at The Geek Out.
It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go when you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, next up here, Tech Talk, a focus on ESPN Plus. They're bad guys today, I guess, right? Well, the Russians are bad. These guys are bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if you're a sports fan and you have ESPN Plus, your subscription is going to go from $49.99 to $59.99 this year. They've raised the monthly price of ESPN Plus earlier this year to $5.99 a month, but now the annual is also getting the same treatment of it's going up $10. This will start for new subscribers on January 8th, and the new price is reportedly trickling down to existing subscribers in the next few months. Obviously, ESPN and Disney, it's all the same company. They obviously have a lot of faith in how many people will be signing up for ESPN Plus as sports gets back to normal this year. So that's kind of an optimistic sign. But the UFC pay-per-view events, that's also going to get more expensive if you're into that. That's going to go from $64.99 to $69.99. So this is, and I'm sure we'll see more and more price hikes with all the streaming services in 2021.
Unga bunga. All right, so there it is. The rest of the day's news will be better. One could hope. Put my fingers crossed here.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These apply.